It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12. The phone number toll-free from anywhere. Charlie Pierce of Esquire.com on the big show today. Carlos El Rocky, comedian extraordinaire, live in hour three.
Yep.
As we said, he is in a new film. The Pixar movie Planes.
That's right.
And we said that he has now played every form of transportation there is now.
The tagline is, from the world above cars.
And then there'll be the world above the planes.
Right.
The
satellites.
He'll play a spaceship next.
Yes.
Okay. All right. He's a lot better with his mouth than that guy in the Police Academy movies, and much nicer. Okay. StephanieMiller.com.
Really?
It's an old radio story.
Do not drop that bomb and then run.
It's an old radio story.
Tell us. You're going to tell us this story.
I don't remember his name. The guy that did all the funny noises.
Michael Winslow.
Like nobody knows.
Yeah, like people couldn't go to IMDb and look it up.
It was a long time ago, and all I recall is he came on a radio show and he would not do any noises.
But that's what he is known for.
Right.
And radio is
Maybe
an audio medium.
Maybe it was
medium.
Early and he was in a mood. I apologize for the aspersions I just cast.
I had the same experience with Chris Rock. He did not want to be there in the morning.
No?
No, he did not.
Comedians not doing well in the
not
morning?
Not at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Gee, I love getting up at this hour. Love it. All right. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Oh, by the by, lots of questions, love letters.
Oh.
Jerry in Cicero, Illinois.
Yes.
My second favorite word to say after Schenectady.
In the Dear Abby voice. Yeah.
Didn't she used to read letters
Call
on
TV? Lateral S.
Right. Didn't she used to read letters on TV at some point? Didn't she do some segment? Oh, it's my favorite.
Maybe on Good Morning America, like a long
right.
time ago.
Right, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, as long as it's going in my head from the guy from Police Academy. Okay, dear Mom and the Mooks, good luck with your new TV venture. I've been pestering my wife with Stephanie said this and Stephanie said that for years. Well, who doesn't? Because it doesn't count unless I said it.
Right.
When you started your show on Current, she started watching. Now I get from home from work to do hear what Stephanie said. I hope she'll be able to continue. Well, Jerry, she will. But I can't tell you where yet or I'd have to kill you. But as Tom Brokaw would say, the story is developing. Yes. We're done on Current next Thursday.
That's right.
Hopefully we will know by then. And be able to announce it. But follow our Facebook page, Stephanie Miller Show Facebook, and also go to StephanieMiller.com.
Yes, and there's a roundabout way you can get on the mailing list. You go to StephanieMiller.com, and along the top, you'll see Member Login on the far right. You click on that, and then in the banner, you'll see Subscribe! Exclamation point.
Right.
You click on that, and then
It's free!
In the choices, you'll see Email List Free. You go to the bottom of that column,
there
and you hit
go.
Sign Up. And then you just fill in all the information
and
there.
And then you'll be on our legendary email blast.
Yes. But Facebook is the easiest way to follow.
That's what I'm told. Yeah. I don't do any of it.
I know you don't, but right. That's the easiest way.
I write by quill pen and candlelight. All right.
Four score and 7 years ago.
Right.
Wait, no. That was...
No.
They still used quills in the 1860s. Actually, they used them in Germany 40 years ago. They probably still are.
Oh, my God, that was really early for a Germany reference. Very good.
It's
not even involving Hitler.
It wasn't a Hitler
just Germany.
Reference.
No.
It wasn't
okay,
really
to it.
Quill, but they called it a Federhalter. So it's the word feather is in the name.
But
it's just
you know
a fountain pen, really. But
quills are very inefficient. I'm very surprised the Germans use them.
No.
All right, everybody back. Here we go. Back in the bus.
You're getting out and pushing.
Getting in the back of the bus.
Get out and push. Okay. I'm not sure
Are you
story.
Having a flashback to your bus driving years?
When I drove the overprivileged
kids.
Yeah. There's nothing like a barely certified bus driver that's entrusted with children every
never
morning.
Driven stick.
Yeah, were you certified at all?
A little bit. They were like, nah.
It was a manual transmission though. It had a clutch.
I don't remember.
Did you have to drive a bus around cones?
No. They were just like, yeah, it's good enough here. You try parallel parking a bus. It was not easy.
I didn't know it was possible.
Right. All right, see, now what you've done, you've made me drive the bus out into the ditch again.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not sure. We have lots to get to. I'm not sure which story is more disgusting, that lab-grown hamburger.
Oh, that's
or
gross.
Or the bus-sized lump of fat that they found in the London sewer.
Yeah,
wow.
Which would you like to start with over breakfast?
The fat bird.
Fat bird.
Did you see it?
The picture of the fat bird?
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, $330,000 for a fake burger.
Oh, you're talking about the burger,
yes.
Not the iceberg of fat.
No, I'll get to
that. That's what I was asking for.
No, you get the something. It's a Frankenburger.
Yes.
The world's first lab-grown hamburger made from the cells of a living cow was eaten in London. Nah. Diners say, well, nah.
They said it tasted like ground up squid.
Ooh.
Well, that's, you know,
yeah.
That's pub
pretty
food,
tasteless.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all animal lovers, though, so I hope they
yes.
perfect it.
I but I also love to eat animals.
Right. But the obvious animal cruelty issue would,
yeah.
right, be taken
but
care
Chris
of.
But Chris doesn't care if they taste good.
Oh, you just do it because it's right.
They're tasty.
Just, okay.
So are humans, according to Idi Amin.
By the way, Chris, large-scale cattle farming also has an enormous environmental footprint.
Thank yep. you.
And the demand for crops to feed cattle, transportation, and the release
I know.
Of methane.
Thank
methane
you.
All threaten unsustainable environmental damage. You big meathead. Just give it a chance.
Cows are tasty.
Well, they're working on it. They have to go back to the laboratory, and they can help you with that.
You think cows are tasty as well.
Shh. All right, I'm rooting for the Frankenburger.
I could help you with that hump.
Uh-huh.
What hump?
How about the lump in the London sewer? This is a little, oh, God, this is disgusting. Oh.
So is that what happens when you eat pub food your whole life?
Yes.
Right. Bus, yeah, what? Literally the size of a bus.
Mm-hmm.
A bus-sized lump of fat called a fatberg was discovered in the London sewer.
Don't talk about Chris Christie that way.
Hey, how did Chris Christie get in our sewer? municipal officials in London say they have removed the largest lump of fat ever recorded in Britain. Oh, so there's like lesser ones that are found generally? What kind of fat? I don't really get it.
Well, I mean, if you pour grease down
right.
the drain,
right.
it turns into a
it's
bus.
It's gonna you know, collect into
right.
a big ball.
It was grease from chips. From
chips, oh, think, there probably. You go. Fish and chips,
you know,
yeah.
Blood sausage. And
from the sewer under the city, it is the size of a bus.
Sure.
Literally. It's a 15-ton fatberg.
Yeah.
It was actually blocking a sewage flow from houses in southwest
oh,
London.
Oh, wow.
The mass was made of fat and wet wipes.
Oh.
And wet wipes?
Ooh.
That's
I don't know
random.
What the hell they are doing over there in London. That is just... they warn residents that certain things are simply not to be flushed, like fat and sanitary napkins.
Well, yeah.
Oh, is that what they mean? Is that what they call a wet wipe in
oh,
London?
Oh, God, I hope
oh,
not.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I just think I'm going to laugh.
Yikes.
Well, you know
what's
how
for
you're
dinner,
not,
honey?
You're not
a
supposed
fat burger and tampons. Mm-mm.
You're not supposed to pour bacon grease down the drain, right?
Right. No.
No. And that's why, because it...
Right.
Oh.
Did you get a fat burg?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, nicely done.
Fat London. NATO.
Fat you got a fat NATO.
Instead of sharks, it's got
what was
sanitary napkins.
What was
in
our
it?
Listener's idea yesterday? Oh, dolphinado. A tornado full of horny dolphins.
Yeah. Mm. They'll hump you to
just,
death.
Right? Yes. Humping mindlessly. Like, you know, any night on Sunset Strip would be awesome. Okay.
What?
Wiener's sexting partner has done porn, ladies and gentlemen.
Leathers?
Everybody move along.
Sydney
Leathers.
Leathers.
Yeah. Who could have seen that coming?
So to speak, as it were.
Everybody. Right, exactly. Anthony Wiener's sexting partner, Sydney Leathers, has filmed a hardcore masturbation
yes.
porn. What is that? I don't understand. Why
well,
is
that's
it,
what Octomom did, too.
But why is it called masturbation porn? Isn't any porn
no.
by virtue of being porn?
It's on screen.
No, she's solo.
She's
oh,
doing it herself.
She's, and there's no one else in it?
There's no one else
oh,
in it.
Oh, I get it.
It's a solo performance.
Well, that's not as porny because no one else is doing it with you. So that's almost like...
Think of it as a soliloquy of porn.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
Right. That's
to
beautiful.
Be or not to...
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, what a rogue and peasant.
Oh, God. If you never finish a sentence, you never actually get to the end of the
right.
soliloquy, because, yeah.
You just end with, oh.
the last word in
now
every...
Now
is
the winter of just yeah.
And you end up sounding like the Cowardly Lion.
It was the best of times.
That's but, not a soliloquy,
no.
that's Dickens.
Right, okay.
You just, keep doing that.
All right. It's a dark and stormy... Mm-hmm.
No.
No?
That's no.
The start of Tale of Two Cities. Well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, it's for a Vivid entertainment, in case you're wondering if she was here in L.A., the Vivid
drive
porn
past it every day.
Headquarters. Do you pass the Vivid?
I pass Vivid every day.
All right.
It's up there on Cahuenga.
Yep.
You missed your Sydney Leathers.
It's actually right across the freeway from Universal Studios,
yes,
from the
is.
Jurassic Park ride.
Right.
It is.
Right.
On my side
news.
Of the tram. Oh,
oh
wow.
Wow.
Hey, now.
Wow. Hey. I got to Google a soliloquy so I can do the bit better when we come back. Okay. I must have been dozing during that class at USC Theater.
Yes, you're a theater major.
Wait a minute, you're a theater major and you don't know what a soliloquy is.
For God's sakes, that was 1,000...
You don't know what a soliloquy
is. That was 1,000 dead dreams
ago. I bet Tom Brokaw knows what a soliloquy is. That's why it harms all.
Thank you. That was so many dead dreams ago. Who can remember? Really? Like, I'm going to have any use now for, like, oh, a dramatic and a comedic monologue? Okay, I'll get right on that.
It could be a porn monologue.
Okay. I'll Google that.
Okay.
All right. And in other completely unrelated news, straight people, of course, of perfect moral values everywhere, even the kind that do masturbation porn, gay people are icky. I couldn't believe this story. Gay teacher out here at Glendora Catholic School was fired after marrying his partner.
Yep, well, Catholic school.
Right, but they knew about it. They knew he was gay. They knew he had a partner for, like, years and years and years. And he just a notice got in the paper, mm-hmm. and he got fired. I'll tell you
Mowage.
About that. I'll tell you about that when we get back. All right, 17 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller soliloquy.
Off the men's room stall. 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
Mm-hmm. 21 minutes after the hour. I always thought there was something too good to be true about that bottomless salad bar. It always seemed to be a little...
So that's the source of the...
The outbreaks of diarrhea.
Yes, at Olive Garden and Red Lobster.
Mm. And so people are blowing their bottoms off, hence the bottomless.
So it's definitely not bottomless.
It's the bottomless. People are bottomless. They've actually blown their bottoms off.
Okay. All right, so that happened. But beware. Back away from the salad bar. Yikes.
Now, I don't know if that plane full of Brazilian teenagers...
No, it was Chile, I believe.
Oh, was it? Okay.
There's been 40% more poo in the show this far today.
So far, yeah.
What's going on? All right. So I was talking about this story just because with all the wieners of the world in the news, you know, all the straight people with their perfect family values, they're so magical in every way.
Mm.
I saw this in the LA Times out here. I think it's a shame, this day and age. Gay teacher at Glendora Catholic High School fired after marrying partner.
Mm-hmm.
A gay teacher at a Catholic school in Glendora was fired after he married his partner, and photos of the wedding were published in a local newspaper last month.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised I haven't been invited to debate that blowhole William Donahue of the Catholic League about this. Ken Bencomo of Rancho Cucamonga was fired from his teaching position at St. Lucie's High School days after he married his partner of 10 years. Officials at St. Lucie's have been aware of his sexual orientation for about 10 of the 17 years he was employed by the school.
Mm-hmm.
School officials specifically mentioned the wedding and the publicity it received during a meeting at which he was informed he'd been fired. His attorney said Ken was one of the school's star educators. The decision to terminate him because he lawfully married a man is just heartbreaking to him. It's crushing. It shows a terrible error of judgment and complete disregard of Ken and what he has brought to the school. On multiple occasions over the last, you know, however many years, he introduced his partner to administrators at school events. So they knew. He brought his partner to events. He introduced him. While the school does not discriminate against teachers or other school employees based on their private lifestyle choices, public displays of behavior... getting legally married is a public
display
of
behavior.
Wow.
Disgusting.
That are directly contrary to church teachings.
Really?
Blah, blah. He hopes to resolve the situation without legal action, but he's not ruled out filing a lawsuit. An online petition to reinstate him has gathered nearly 10,000 signatures. There's former students are quoted doing rallies. I mean, he was a really, really popular teacher. Yeah. And it's just, that's just heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking, but sadly, this is the sort of thing that still needs to be litigated. You know, with groundbreaking stuff like marriage equality comes the ancillary stuff that... You know, still needs to be litigated.
But the other thing is public displays of behavior because a wedding announcement ended up in a newspaper. That's not, you know, exactly shoving it in people's face. That's legally marrying someone in a state where it's legally.
Right. And this is something that
seems to me it brings up a whole host of legal issues that might want to be
certainly
looked at.
Certainly does. And all of these do need to be looked at.
Yeah. Wow, that Reince Priebus, Jim.
Reince Priebus!
He's scary.
Hello, he whined.
Charlie Pierce wrote some great stuff on this this week about he loved when he tries to be macho. He's threatening CNN and NBC now.
Sure.
Right. Oh, Reince.
I'm threatening you. Look out. I might just go crazy.
Yeah, I think it was best that he wrote to them instead of calling with that voice.
Just call me Billy Jack. Billy Jack Priebus.
He said, do your Hillary Clinton programs and say goodbye to hosting GOP primary debates. Oh, no. What? He's going to leave them out of that entertainment parade of...
Whatever.
Oh, that would be horrible. Reince Priebus, Jim, sent a strongly worded letter.
Strongly worded.
To the heads of CNN.
You stupid.
I bet you they're still trembling.
Oh, I'm sure.
To the heads of CNN and NBC, warning them.
How dare you.
If they went forward with planned Hillary Clinton programs, that the RNC would not, no reindeer games, they will not partner with them on any primary debates.
Ha ha, showed you.
From now on, gang, we won't let Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Aw, wow, I bet you those are some ratings blockbusters. They may never recover from that wound. CNN announced last Tuesday it's producing a documentary about Clinton, as Charlie said, like probably the most famous woman in the world.
Sure.
So they're not allowed to do a documentary.
No, not at all.
Okay. And NBC announced it was producing a miniseries starring Diane Lane, right?
Diane Lane.
With a major star. But I'm sure just the letterhead saying Reince Priebus.
Tremble. Tremble in your boots.
So I wonder what Reince Priebus thought of CNN's, many looks at the life of Mitt Romney. They produced many specials on the life of Mitt Romney.
Yes.
Did they threaten to remove...
Perhaps they would like a check from Reince Priebus for those.
Yeah.
Just saying. All right. I love it when he gets all butch.
You people are stupid duty heads.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, I don't... You know what? I'm not even certain there's going to be a Republican Party at that point. We've been talking about this, about what's happening with the Republican Party.
Yeah.
And somebody, what was the editorial yesterday? Are they self-destructing? I'm like, oh, you mean as it's still happening? It's not already done?
It's already done.
You mean it could get worse?
Look out, it's going to get worse.
Mm-hmm. This is a sad, sad little story. Tea Party distances itself from Republican Party stars.
Oh.
This wasn't a revolution the Tea Party had in mind. It swept a crop of no-compromise lawmakers into Congress and governor's offices and transformed political up-and-comers, including Florida Senator Marco
Rubio.
Thanks. But as many Tea Party stars seek re-election next year and Rubio considers a 2016 presidential run, conservative activists are finding themselves at a crossroads. Many of their standard bearers have embraced more moderate positions. Oh, yeet. On bedrock issues such as immigration and health care.
Oh, no.
Broadening their appeal in swing states but dampening grassroots passion. They keep sticking their finger in the eyes of the guys who got them elected. Said Ralph King, please and thank you.
Doink.
Co-founder of the Cleveland Tea Party Patriots.
Ow.
A lot of people are feeling betrayed.
Ow.
Yeah, that's right, Ralph. Don't take that from someone named Reince Priebus. As Charlie Pierce says, obvious anagram, Reince Priebus. Go! Go! Where's your self-respect? Be a man, Ralph. Go! They're threatening to stay home. I would stay home. Yes!
Absolutely.
Ideological purity. Principle.
Yes.
Right?
That's right.
Don't mess around with these squishes. You're right. Mitch McConnell's a squish. He has been
ideological purity.
Has been too cooperative with the president.
Primary the hell out of him.
Seriously? He's getting teabagged, Mitch McConnell,
because
they think he's been too cooperative with the president?
And he's got an awesome challenger from the left, too.
Yeah.
It is the ing awesome. Okay.
How can I be teabagged where I'm in my shell?
Yeah, but turtles don't have noses.
Yep, that's the problem today. Too cooperative. The president. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mission, if you decide to accept it, is to make certain the voters know the truth before they go to the polls.
Stephanie Miller
will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
Oh, that happened a long time ago. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800 Steph.
That happens
1-2.
Every 5 seconds.
Time's up.
Oh, there you go. All right. 1-800 Nobody help me. 1-800 Steph 1-2. The phone number. Kevin in Florida. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Kev.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
I'm actually surprised I made it on.
Right. Lucky you. Go ahead.
Good talk to you guys. Actually a long time Republican, and what you guys were talking about earlier with the inclusion of the Republican Party is 100% right. You know, a long time Republican, yes, I voted for Bush, you know, but I did vote Obama in the last election. The conservatives have really hijacked that party. They're going crazy. They're going harder and harder to the right.
Yep.
And they don't want any sort of compromise with the president at all. And it's like, that's not what government's about.
Thank you.
To compromise. You know, you're never going to get, you know, 100% of what you want. And what these guys want out of elected officials is people to get up there and just, you know, ignore the president and anybody who doesn't share their viewpoint, completely ignore it. And,
well, I don't get the you know, even the whole concept to them of wanting to be in government so that government won't do anything. I don't get it. I don't get the whole premise.
Well, it's not that they don't want government to do anything. You know, they have no problem when government interferes with other people's lives, you know, for what they want. Like, for example, they want to discriminate against gays. They have no problem with Uncle Sam telling you you can't get married. But, you know, God forbid, say, you know, want to raise taxes to pay for a program that supports the quote-unquote them.
They are awfully interested in my lady bits.
Yes, they are.
That's awfully big government. I mean, and granted, they are spectacular, Kevin, but my point is...
They're almost as interested in your lady bits as Vivid Video.
Right.
Well, you're no Sidney Leathers.
Well.
Well, who is, really? You know, I would never be offered masturbation porn, because you know why.
Because you don't know how to
masturbate. I'm not really good at it.
Well, it's because you keep thinking of yourself.
No,
you're not supposed to think about yourself.
That was a joke that I don't find myself attractive. That's not what I mean. Listen, it's harder for girls. I'm just telling you.
Because you need a story with a beginning, middle, and end.
Yes, we need storylines. Who did we discuss this with?
50 Shades of Grey aren't enough. I need 1,000 Shades of Grey.
Right. We need nuance.
Nuance?
Nuance?
Yes, we need...
I'm fine with the old aunts. I don't really need
anything. There has to be emotion involved. There has to be...
Oh, come on. Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Nuance? Really? With porn?
Listen, it has to be something that's real enough to either have happened or going to happen. It can't be some sort of ridiculous fictional thing. And it can't be something that happened in the past that's not going to happen again because then it's too sad. And then it makes you cry.
Wow.
Why can't it be just the pizza girl coming over?
No, because I'm a girl! That's not hot. Pizza girl.
You don't enjoy being a girl, apparently.
I do enjoy being a girl. All right. Who did we talk about? There was another female comedian that tried to explain this to you. Who was it? Our friend from Chelsea Lately.
Yes.
What's her name? She's fantastic. Thank God I had help in here trying to explain this to you people. Okay.
Just get in, get out, get on with your life. That's all you need to do.
Really?
Yes.
You don't have to be, thinking of anything? What happens? Is it just that fat? Just a soliloquy?
Yeah, just
and it's just like
pull something out of your spank bank and go.
Really?
Yes.
Just like a picture, that's it. And how long does it take? Just a few seconds, that's it?
Depends.
Men are disgusting.
You could make it last for a couple of minutes.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, 2 minutes.
Half an hour, maybe.
Nicely.
Sure,
ooh,
half hour,
Jim.
Yeah.
Jim's a little more. See, I bet Jim needs a little bit of a storyline, too. He's smart. He needs something. Needs to be some German history in it, something. Guessing the word Fräulein gets yelled. I don't know what has happened to this Republican Party. There is literally a piece in the Daily Beast today. The Republican Party isn't conservative enough.
Yeah, right.
It's a common refrain among some Republican elites, like a noted bag of gas, Rush Limbaugh.
Sure.
Maybe.
You need to move further to the right.
Maybe that's where they got him, as the London sewer. Maybe he was the giant fatberg.
That was
removed from the London sewer.
He is covered with sanitary napkins.
Rush Limbaugh. They're quoting in the
Nazi cotton.
Rush Limbaugh boiled it down. He just did an interview on Fox News where he said it's not that the GOP has an issue with racial minorities. No, that's right,
not.
Rush. Or that most voters, whites included, have no interest in its policies or approach. Oh, no, you're right. It's wildly popular. Its problem is it isn't conservative enough. The people that sat home, he explained, were mostly white Republican voters who were dissatisfied with the Republican Party's rejection of conservatism. Yes, that is correct. Farther to the right. Go,
right.
go, like the lemmings that you are. Follow the fatberg. Rush Limbaugh off the cliff. Go!
By the way, it was Jen Kirkman that was
here. That's right.
Yes.
And she tried to explain to you about
masturbation.
That's right. We're going to get her in again.
Yeah.
We liked her a lot.
Yeah, she can expound on it for you guys.
She's hot and funny.
Yes. Okay. Where was I? Oh, sorry. yes, as they point out in the Daily Beast, Mitt Romney may have made his name as a moderate governor, but his platform as a Republican presidential nominee was a grab bag of proposals from the wish lists of conservative activists. Mm-hmm. Large tax cuts for the wealthy, larger cuts to the social safety net, prohibitions on abortion, opposition to same-sex marriage, and a hardline stance on immigration. How'd that work out for ya?
Ha.
How did that? And indeed, in the 9 months since Romney lost, Republicans have only moved further to the right, falling deeper into the fever of intransigence and obstruction.
Intransigence.
You know what I'm saying.
That's it.
Don't be obstinate about your intransigence.
Don't be obstinate.
Don't be obstinate about your intransigence.
Okay.
It's Siobhan Fallon from Men in
Black.
The
point is, I think they have to take noted Fatberg Russell's advice, because I think it's true. They have not gone far enough. 54% of Republicans say the party's leadership isn't conservative enough. And
yes,
35% say GOP leaders have compromised too much in their dealings with presidents.
Right. They've given in too much ground.
Right.
They've been entirely too helpful.
The most conservative voters are also the most likely to vote in all elections, including primaries. This is what they're saying. It's hard to imagine how Mitch McConnell could do more to satisfy the conservative base. For the last 4 years, he's all but led the GOP opposition to Barack Obama, setting Republicans on a path of complete opposition to the president's priorities. But despite all this, Mitch McConnell faces a teabagging. Matt Bevin, a Louisville businessman and Tea Party favorite, who sees the five-term senator as a patsy and a squish.
A squish?
He's a squish.
How could I be a squish when I have a shell?
Given McConnell's actual actions, it's tempting to dismiss Bevin as delusional. The truth of the matter, though, is he speaks for a large plurality, if not a majority, of Republicans who believe that success can only come when the party moves far, far to the right. Yes! Yes!
Good plan.
It is a spectacular plan. And by the way, as you said, he also faces an awesome challenge from the left, from Allison Lundgren Grimes.
Yes. The doctors told Senator McConnell that he had a kidney stone. He'd refuse to pass.
She writes jokes. Or she has jokes written for her.
She's plucky and she does jokes. What's not to love? Senator Mitch McConnell.
I want to say how nice it is to see Jerry Lundigan back in the game. Like the loyal Democrat he is, he's taking orders from the Obama campaign on how to run his daughter's campaign. They told him to make a pitch on the internet.
Woo, internet!
Vote, and he sent a check to Anthony Weiner.
What?
Huh?
I don't get it.
That was rousing.
That.
Boo,
Wiener,
the internet! Boo!
Wiener,
why
Wiener
am I booing?
Weiner jokes in there. Awesome. Okay, and then Matt Grimes is the one currently teabagging.
That's right.
Mitch McConnell.
The people of Kentucky have had enough of you fighting desperately to keep your job while doing nothing to help keep jobs in Kentucky.
That's right. Yes, he's getting it from the left and the right.
That wasn't very rousing.
All right. Vern in Chicago on teabaggers. Hello, Vern.
Hey, Stephanie and the Mooks. Yeah. I've been listening to you guys for a long time.
Thank you.
My first call. And I'm a psychologist, so I don't want to get all analytical, and it's been very funny. But don't you remember when we used to think that the whole teabag movement thing was AstroTurf? It does seem like there's a lot more people in the country who's kind of supporting that way of thinking, and it's a little weird.
Well, I think they're being used, yeah. I mean, they've found sort of a new way to make people vote against their self-interest.
Yeah, but
I mean, they were
so,
all the people
so
who were screaming, keep your government hands off my Medicare, remember, at the town halls.
Right, they are kooky. It's just, I used to think, and I thought we used to think they were so fringy and kind of minimal.
Well, they are fringy, but that's the point, Vern, is the fringe has become the mainstream of the Republican Party now.
Yes, and a lot of people, if there's so many people on the fringe, maybe it's a bigger fringe than we, you know.
Well, not really. They got their ass handed to them in the presidential race back in November.
But look how much representation they have in the House, because they, and I realize gerrymandering is going on,
right.
But there still seem to be a lot of people.
You know what? There aren't, though. There aren't a lot of teabaggy people there. They're just the most vocal ones.
Mm. Yeah,
they're probably only about 40 in the entire
well,
House.
I think the problem, Vern, is they gave the Republicans the majority, but they're not really for the Republican Party.
Right.
I mean, that's the problem, is that they believe now in trying to primary these people they don't think are conservative enough, like Mitch McConnell. I mean, it's incredible.
Right, they're the dump the baby out with the bathwater government, you know, drown the baby in the bath government kind of thing.
Right.
I guess it's sad that the gerrymandering kind of stuff has carried politics this far.
Yeah, I think it's a disaster for America, governing, because you're right, they're gerrymandered. They only have to worry about Tea Party challenges from the right, and so they're going to continue to just obstruct. That's what they're there for, and it's all right. 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party. 1-800-STEPH-12.
Stephanie Miller. You're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid. All that glitters in the world. Only shooting stars break the mold.
Hey now. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 50 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Charlie Pierce coming up next hour. Okay, Pat and Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Pat.
Hi. I'd just like to make a comment on that caller who talked about it seems like there's so many Tea Party people. I think what the situation is, years ago, for example, like with the John Birch Society, they were very defined. We knew who they were. Tea Party people are all over the place, you know. And they have all kinds of different views here and there. And little, you know, as progressives, we might even have one of their views at some time.
Right.
So it's really difficult to define them.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. As we've talked about, like Rand Paul, he's just like his father. You can be like, yes, Iraq and Afghanistan were a bad idea. And then the next six things he says are completely...
Yes.
Cuckoo bird! As John McCain would say. Cuckoo. Oh, no, that was Ted Cruz. He called it a cuckoo bird.
Yes.
Whatever. Okay. Hey, looky here. They have a new female vice presidential candidate, though. Utah beauty queen arrested for throwing homemade bombs at houses.
Yeah, I saw
there
that.
You go. There you go.
The homecoming
queen got it. More bombs or stuff she made at Walmart.
Molotov cocktails.
What the hell?
Seriously, who throws Molotov cocktails anymore?
What the hell? Authorities in Utah have arrested four teens, including a recently crowned beauty queen, and charged them with setting off an incendiary device after they allegedly tossed homemade bombs at local homes and residents. Investigators say the teens told them they were just pranking.
Just pranking. Right. Just setting people's houses on fire.
Bombing people, that's all.
A couple of Molotov cocktails between friends.
Obviously Republicans.
Police records show the teens, I don't know that for sure, Jim. We're just saying. Police records show the teens purchased the materials at Walmart. Isn't that fun? Huh. She was picked to represent Riverton in the next Miss Utah pageant back in June. But that honor will likely go to one of her attendants following recent developments.
Yes.
Yes, Americans don't have access to maps.
Or Molotov cocktails. No.
But they paid everyday low prices for the Molotov cocktails.
Yeah.
I wonder if they tell the runner-up that. Will you be prepared to serve should... this Miss Utah be clutch throwing bombs at people's houses that she made from spare parts from Walmart, for instance? And the girl probably said, yes. Why, yes, I'd be delighted to serve, should that become necessary. All right. I apologize. Did I imply that the Republicans are doing nothing in Congress?
What are they doing?
No, they're not doing nothing. Oh. And they have voted for the 13th time to defund Acorn.
But Acorn
no longer,
doesn't exist.
Right. GOP leaders abruptly shelved a bill last Wednesday because of other reasons, but it would have marked the 13th time that Republicans have voted to block federal funding for Acorn.
Which ceased to exist.
Since the GOP took over the lower chamber in 2011, Acorn thank you for pointing that out. They disbanded in the spring of 2010.
We got to defund them even more.
A Democratic congressional aide said word is the majority will also prohibit foreign aid to the Ottoman Empire this year.
Oh, good.
Funny, see? A little bit of snark.
Sure.
A little bit of snark. Ooh, maybe they'll vote for extra funding to kill bin Laden next. That would be good. What else are they working on? Nancy Pelosi's office said 13 votes to defund a program that no longer exists, 40 votes to repeal a health care law that is transforming millions of lives. If their agenda is to do nothing on a timeline of never, they're setting a record pace. That's some snark from Nancy Pelosi's office.
Yeah, well, she's kind of known for her snarky comments and statements.
Mm-hmm.
I like that about her.
And now, in a bipartisan fashion, when there's the Wieners and Filners of the world.
Yeah.
With a lot of women getting Wiener Filnered. Oh, although, I'm sorry, Filner's in therapy now, so I'm sure he's all better.
Sure.
Yeah.
He's been a couple of days?
He's been there for minutes.
Yeah, he's been there a couple of days.
Cheeks throughout San Diego County have been saliva-free.
That's the awesome. Okay. All right. So in this continuing...
Filner. I just met her.
Right.
Yeah,
you see. I'm not ready to wiener her yet. I barely even filnered her. So we've been having this whole discussion about what's to become of the Republican Party, who's going to win, teabaggers, GOP establishment. Now this could really weight the results. Gingrich has checked in. Gingrich questions his own neocon beliefs in favor of Rand Paul's.
Frankly.
Right.
Frankly.
In the
Frankly.
In the battle between the GOP's libertarian and neocon wings, the libertarians may have just gained a defector. He has, frankly, defected.
I've defected, frankly. Mm-hmm. Frankly, I'm a frank defector.
Huh. It's so weird of him not to stick to his principles and values. It's weird.
Frankly.
It's not like he wouldn't stick with an original, you know, sort of
right. like,
belief or vow of any kind.
Or that's weird.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought the subtlety would get away from
no,
you.
No, really? I brought the sledgehammer.
Did you get my sled aspersion there?
Yeah, I brought the sledgehammer.
Thanks.
I was impressed that you said imply instead of infer.
Right. I know. Someone wrote me about that yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I saw okay. that.
All right. Stickley McStickleson.
At least I didn't do it.
All right. Newt Gingrich told the Washington Times he was reevaluating his neocon positions on foreign policy, suggesting Rand Paul's more isolationist policies warrant renewed attention.
Frankly.
But
he is the flip-floppiest, most principle-free.
I'm very flip-floppy, frankly.
At some point, even if you are a neoconservative, you need to take a deep breath to ask if our strategies in the Middle East have succeeded. Gingrich said it may be our capacity to export democracy is a lot more limited than we thought.
Yeah.
I think it would be healthy to go back and war game what alternative strategies would have been better. And I like Ted Cruz and Rand Paul because they're talking about this. Yeah, it's probably virtually the only things that they're right about. Paul's rift was most recently highlighted by his opposition to the Senate bid of Liz Cheney, who, of course, embraces her evil neocon fathers. Well, that was, it doesn't say evil.
Okay, now you brought the sledgehammer.
Sorry. Oh, by the way,
what?
George W. Bush just got a stent in mm-hmm. his...
In his heart.
Right.
Well, in an artery.
Right. Well, I mean, it's not like
we wish
Dick Cheney's
well.
Entirely mm-hmm. mechanical heart. No, I...
We wish him well.
Did I imply or infer that I do not wish him
you
well?
You did neither.
Right.
Neither.
Either. Anyway, no, he he's recovering well.
Good.
And I didn't say anything bad at all.
We wish him a speedy recovery.
Of course we do.
With that, all right. That bicycling.
Yes.
I thought we'd been in trouble a long time ago.
Yeah. Now it looks like his heart looks like a bicycle wheel with baseball cards in the spokes. Anyway, we wish
him... My heart is like a wheel.
Right. That's what it sounds like.
Okay. And it tastes grapey.
Grapey.
Okay, 58 minutes after the hour. Charlie Pierce, much more as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12. The phone number toll free from anywhere. Travis Bone looking somewhat exasperated today. Associate producer, a call screener. A lot of like this one from Hayes. Just want an update regarding your TV show. Listen, everybody, just remain calm.
Gentle down.
Just gentle down. Nobody panic.
Okay.
Next Thursday will be our last day on Current TV. The radio show continues. We will have a new TV outlet. What we can't tell you yet, or we would have to kill you.
Exactly.
But we may be able to announce it before we're done next Thursday here. And we urge you to watch Al Jazeera, which will launch August 20th, right on all of these stations. Lots of our good friends, like Ali Velshi, Soledad O'Brien, they have lots of great talent.
Yep.
So we urge you to stay
tuned. Antonio Mora.
And you can go to stephaniemiller.com, sign up to be on our email list.
Uh-huh.
So we can email blast you, and then you also follow us on Facebook.
Yes.
So there.
Yes.
Everybody remain calm. All right.
On Facebook, you will get the most number of notifications.
Right. There you go. All right. It's not often that the two things we love best come together, Newt Gingrich and Triple X Porn.
Sorry, what?
Both of which have come up in hour one.
Well, sure. Newt Gingrich and Triple X Porn in the same sentence.
Frankly, it's Triple X Porn. Gack. You remember. Yeah.
I want full...
Oh yes, that one. Sorry, I'm ready. I'm ready for that one now. Here we go.
Hey there, looking to spice up life in your boudoir? Then head on out to the new Frank Lee Triple Xplex. This weekend, Frank's offering 25% off all new major video titles like Moneyball, Whore Horse, and Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. Be sure to check out Frank Lee's adult toy collection with such big sellers as the Trickle Down, the Patriot Missile, and the Job Creator. Mention you heard this ad and get an additional 15% off anything in our new Santorum section. Interested in earning a few dollars? Ask about our openings in part-time janitorial work. Come to Frank Lee's Triple X Flex on Highway 41, right next to Rick Perry's Country Bunker.
This is Frank Lee.
Oh, Frank Lee.
Come on out. You'll be glad to change, Frank Lee.
Yikes. Oh, by the way, did you see Governor Oops? Another Oops.
Oops. Oops.
He thought he was in the wrong state. He said, it's nice to be here in Florida. Oh, no. He was not.
Rick Perry? Oh, God.
Yeah. Oops.
He was in British Columbia.
Oops.
Couldn't be further away.
And now, a story about a bear. Why do I do that? Just so that I can say.
And now, a story about a bear.
Yes. Very clever bear takes the restaurant's dumpster to go.
Oh, no, Mr. Bear.
No, you can't take the dumpster.
Smarter than an average bear. Hey. That's not a very lazy bear.
Yogi, what are you doing with a dumpster, Yogi?
A dumpster diving bear has been caught on camera dashing off with the restaurant's garbage bin so she can dine in peace. Nicely done. The manager of Edelweiss restaurant in Colorado Springs. In case you're wondering where.
Edelweiss? Okay.
Right.
Edelweiss.
Last Wednesday, the bear decided to take its food to go and rolled the garbage bin some 50 feet into the parking lot to get a better look at what's going on inside.
Yeah.
Bears in Yosemite have been known to take the weather stripping out of the window and then...
Oh, they'll just punch the window right out of your...
No, they don't even do that and bother with that anymore because they figured it's much more...
All right. All right.
Yeah, even when I stayed at the big hotel there in Yosemite, they had to make sure that you took all of the food and even like all the toothpaste out of your car that's in the parking lot.
Because they can smell.
Is it actually spelled on the signs, picnic?
It's spelled picnic.
I love your picnic biscuit.
Yes.
That's Yellowstone. Though.
Right.
That's actually Jellystone.
Jellystone, yeah.
All right. Rocky Mountain Mike, breaking news. Talks are underway to trade Alex Rodriguez for Edward Snowden and a trader to be named later. See, on my side. All right, fine.
Mm-hmm.
A-Rod, what? I'm shocked, I tell you. Shocked to find out there's
steroids drugs and professional baseball.
That's what? He was hit with an unprecedented 211-game drug suspension by Major League Baseball. He's going to fight the suspension, so I guess he gets to play in the meantime.
He played last night, yes.
Right. It's for his role in the Biogenesis doping scandal. Baseball says Rodriguez's ban is based on his use and possession of numerous forms of prohibited performance-enhancing substances, including testosterone and human growth hormone over the course of multiple years, as well as engaging in a course of conduct intended to obstruct and frustrate an investigation.
And, of course, you know, he said to his lawyer,
no, he did not say that, Jim. That's not what he said.
Hey, A-Rod, why the long face? Hi!
Lance Armstrong said, what a douche. Wow, really? Instead of that, you know, the baseball, what's the baseball organ they played? We should have known when they played the horse trumpet. And now, playing whatever is out. I don't get what the scandal is.
I am Mr. Ed.
I know I'm a girl,
some,
but I don't...
Some people say it's cheating.
Well, but don't they all do it? Seriously. How many guys the next but the it, size of a Buick get to go, ooh, I wonder if there might be some sort of...
But it's against the rules.
Right. Right. Alex Rodriguez.
Yes. Obviously disappointing with the news today. No question about it.
Disappointed.
But what we've always fought for is for the process. And I think we have that. And at some point we'll sit in front of an arbiter and give our case.
And you continue.
Disappointed!
Disappointed. I talked about the last 7 months.
The last 7 months has been a nightmare. It's been, you know, probably the worst time of my life, for sure.
Maybe someone can explain this to me. I don't, I mean, seriously, don't they all do it? It's like cycling, right? I mean,
But it's against the rules.
I get it, but I don't know what
I don't know
to,
that they all do it.
Yeah, I mean, not everybody
doesn't
does
everyone
it.
Have an asterisk now? Just every single, I don't, I just.
The ones who play by the rules don't do it.
Well, I see you follow the sports. Because the guy that comes
I don't
in,
follow any
the
sports.
Guy that comes in after us, you start talking some sort of guy thing the second he gets in here.
No,
and I,
no,
I don't even
all
know.
He
it's
does
like Greek. I don't.
No, all he does is makes fun of me because I am both a Dodgers fan and a Diamondbacks fan.
Oh well, you're that's like voodoo. Okay.
That's all we you talk about.
Yeah, I don't.
And I'm a Bayern München and a Dortmund fan, so
right. Sure. Soccer. And that's like okay.
And I'm a Gryffindor and a Whiffle fan. I don't
know. All right. Just no swords or elves.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. So everybody's been talking about chatter, the Al-Qaeda chatter,
yeah.
Terror warnings. Jake?
Ayman al-Zawahiri hasn't been killed like 17 times now. He
yeah.
keeps cropping up again.
Or do they keep just, is it like Menudo? Are there, is it the same
it's
name
like
of the group?
Bin
they
Laden
just
films where they kept changing the color of his beard.
Right. Right, Jay Carney yesterday.
Well, I think as most people who cover these issues understand, Al-Qaeda core is the Afghanistan-Pakistan base. There is no question over the past several years, Al-Qaeda core has been greatly diminished. And we have made clear over the past several years that AQAP, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, is of particular concern.
So the State Department ordered non-essential personnel at the U.S. Embassy in Yemen to leave the country following the Al-Qaeda threat. So Jay Carney again yesterday.
The threat emanates from and may be focused on occurring in the Arabian Peninsula, but it could potentially be beyond that.
Yeah, it's interesting. Charlie had wrote some stuff this week about, yeah. You know, whether, well, it, actually, Adam Schiff slapped you down yesterday when you said,
he certainly
oh, is this,
did.
Is this just a belly rub for the NSA program? And Charlie was wondering the same thing, but, mm-hmm. I trust
no.
Adam Schiff.
Adam Schiff is supposed to say that. He's yeah. not going to say, yes, it is a belly rub.
Yes, it is.
You
okay,
got me.
You got me.
No,
he's
Chris
not going
to
say that. Come on.
He's on the House Intelligence Committee. He's a serious guy.
He did sound angry at me, though. I'm
he
like,
did mention conspiracy theories, and that would not normally be the thing lobbed
theories.
At you.
I know. Okay. It's a question I had, that's all.
I don't trust Lindsey Graham because theories. Everything gives him the vapor, including spiders, which he makes John McCain kill with a little tissue.
Yes, he hands
I
John
don't
McCain
like
tissue.
Spiders he and snakes.
Him. Right.
After Benghazi, these Al-Qaeda types are really on steroids, thinking we're weaker and
so
they're stronger.
Again with the steroids.
So's A-Rod.
So we need to do a drone strike on A-Rod.
Right. We'll get to the DEA after this. It all magically melds together.
That whole
Maybe
thing.
Maybe that's how they got A-Rod. Okay. Oh. And Senator Saxby Chambliss.
Some individuals who are making plans, such as we saw before 9/11, whether they're going to be suicide vests that are used or whether they're planning on vehicle-borne bombs being carried into an area, we don't know.
Do we know if Miss Utah is an Al-Qaeda?
She might well be.
I blame the pizza girl.
Stop
sure.
looking at that picture.
Those are pizzas, and yeah, sure they are.
All right, we will talk
Molotov
about
Molotov pizzas, maybe.
All right, we will talk about the whole DEA surveillance controversy as we continue 17 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
For a good time, call now, 1-800-STEPH-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Said you want to walk me home from school. Well, I said, yes, I do. She said, I don't like spiders and snakes. And that ain't what it takes to love me.
Okay, Lindsay.
Lindsay, I know, it's a spider. Don McCain will kill it, don't worry. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Maybe it crawled up from under the fainting couch.
That could be.
Lindsay, calm down. 21 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere.
It was living in amongst the smelling salts.
All right. You know what you should not be drinking is Russian vodka. New York City has bar owners boycotting Russian vodka.
Mm-hmm.
Over at least 200 New York bars and restaurants are participating in the boycott, which has spread to many gay bars across North America in the wake of the newly passed Russian law that bans the so-called propaganda of non-traditional sexual relations.
There's plenty of Polish and Swedish and Finnish and even Irish vodka.
Right. Right.
That you can get.
Exactly. Boru. Exactly. What is going on with Russia and the gay bashing anyway?
Yeah.
Still like that.
Right?
Da.
Okay. Yes. By the way, did you see this? Madonna and Lady Gaga have been accused of breaking Russian visa rules. Russian officials are considering prosecution. Thank God Edward Snowden went somewhere where they believe in human rights. About against Lady Gaga and Madonna after discovering they entered the country under incorrect paperwork.
Oh, boy.
Show us your papers.
Right. They may prosecute and they'll have to live in the airport like Snowden. Who knows?
hang out the Sbarros.
No. Yeah.
The guy that authored the whatever that stupid law, the Russian anti-gay, banning gay propaganda. After Gaga and Madonna spoke in support of LGBT issues at their 2012 concerts, he tried to pursue them in court for, quote, promoting sodomy, lesbianism, bisexuality, and transgenderism among minors. These claims were unsuccessful.
Sure.
All right. Oh, by the way, we totally missed this yesterday. Speaking of the gay... I don't know which one she was, but the one of the little Cosbys on the Cosby Show.
Raven
came out.
Simone.
Right. Raven Simone. She officially came out, putting to rest rumors about her sexuality.
She wasn't Rudy. She was Olivia, the one they brought in once Rudy got too old.
I didn't really watch. I am sorry.
Well, I didn't really watch it either. But, but that's so Raven.
Oh, it is so Raven. It's so gay. Okay.
That's so Gaven.
There's her new reality show. It's free. Listen, we just want a little something, just a little thanks.
Because I stole that from someone's Facebook page.
Okay. Well, thank you for fessing up.
You are.
Today, President Obama will deliver a speech in Phoenix, as Jackie was talking about at the top of the hour. And he will be greeted by the governor, Jim, as she likes to do on the tarmac there, governor, and stick her bony Crypt Keeper finger in his face. I believe it was. I could be wrong.
I get them confused.
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Could be Marian Ann Arbor.
All right. So this is troubling. Troubling. I'm troubled.
You're troubled?
Although I guess I could say, since I don't do drugs, I don't have anything to worry about. However, this is troubling. DEA Special Operations Division covers up surveillance used to investigate Americans, according to a new report.
Yeah. Yep.
A secretive U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration unit is funneling information from intelligence, intercepts, wiretaps, informants, and a massive database of telephone records to authorities across the nation to help them launch criminal investigations of Americans. Jay Carney yesterday talking about the DEA surveillance story.
It's my understanding, our understanding, that the Department of Justice is looking at some of the issues raised in the story. But for more, I would refer you to the Department of Justice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's that awful film that Chris Hayes was showing of the stormtroopers essentially breaking into this guy's house because he'd been selling marijuana, and they shot the dogs.
Yeah.
And they didn't even have the decency to kill it. They just was, you know, screaming in pain on the ground in front of the kids, because of over, you know, some pot.
Yeah.
I mean, this is horrifying.
Charlie wrote some great stuff on, you know, just the war on drugs, the war on this whole war on concept in general. But although these cases rarely...
War on Americans.
Although these cases rarely involve national security issues, documents reviewed by Reuters show that law enforcement agents have been directed to conceal how such investigations truly begin, not only from defense lawyers, but also from prosecutors and judges. The undated documents show that federal agents are trained to recreate the investigative trail to effectively cover up where the information originated, a practice that some experts say violates a defendant's constitutional right to a fair trial. If defendants don't know how an investigation began, they cannot know to ask to review potential sources of exculpatory evidence, information that could reveal entrapment, mistakes, or biased witnesses.
Y'all.
Some legal experts said the program sounds more troubling than recent disclosures that the NSA has been collecting domestic phone records. The NSA effort is geared towards stopping terrorists. The DEA program targets common criminals, primarily drug dealers. It's one thing to create special rules for national security, said one expert. Ordinary crime is entirely different. It sounds like they're phonying up investigations. So, I mean, we'll get to all this, but there were two senior DEA officials quoted here. They defended the program, saying trying to recreate an investigative trail is not only legal, but a technique that's used almost daily. He said you'd be told only be at a certain truck stop at a certain time and look for a certain vehicle, so we'd alert the state police to find an excuse to stop that vehicle and then have a drug dog search it. After an arrest was made, agents then pretended that their investigation began with a traffic stop, not with the SOD tip. The training document referred to by Reuters refers to the process as parallel construction. The senior DEA official said the process is kept secret to protect sources and investigative methods. They said it's a law enforcement technique we use every day. It's decades old, a bedrock concept. Obviously, a lot of people disagree. We'll talk to Charlie about that and more. Charlie Pierce of Esquire.com next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Kidding me? The hair, the voice, the wise beyond ageness. I've seen
Stephanie Miller
many times before, and it always works.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. Comedian Carlos Alzraki live in the studio. We'll have some coffee with Carlos in hour number three today. But our regular Tuesday
There's
guy.
Only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Pierce. Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Good morning, Charlie Pierce. Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Hello.
Hello. Going once, going twice. What has happened to Charlie Pierce?
I don't know.
Charlie
don't
Pierce.
Don't ask Carlos.
Yes. All right. We will. Hopefully, we will relocate Charlie and talk to him in a moment. Yeah, I'm guessing I already know his thoughts on the DEA stuff because he wrote. You know, clearly there are troubling issues surrounding the whole, NSA thing. But this is an entirely different thing. And I think that's the problem. It's like I think that part is a slippery slope when people say, well, I'm not a terrorist, so I don't have to worry. I'm not a drug dealer. I don't have to worry because some of it is troubling.
It's worrisome.
Yeah.
We are now guilty until proven innocent.
Which state was did you hear the story about somebody, they barged into someone's house because they were looking at pressure cookers?
Oh, that was New York.
You're right.
Yeah.
Right. Just saying. All right. Oh, we don't need to rejingle him. He's back. Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
What is going on? I don't even get my theme music today.
You got your theme music.
And then you were not there. We're
sorry. I was not there because the Travis is
you know, running a bookie joint in the booth,
of
I think.
Of course he is.
Yes. Either he's got a profitable phone sex empire.
Yes,
I don't know.
I do not pay him enough to let him let go of his OTB business. So just let him be. Hey, now, by the way, before we get to other stuff, you're a sports guy.
Yeah.
Explain to me the A-Rod stuff, because I'm a girl. Go ahead.
Well, I thought gay women knew all about sports. I thought that was part of the deal.
Yes,
she's not a softball kind of lesbian.
I'm all roided out all the time. Yes. But I mean, I know that's the theological category.
Yes.
I know that's a thing people like say, oh, don't they all do it? But Charlie, don't they all do it?
Yeah, well, a lot of them do. And I mean, it's helpful for the uninitiated to look upon this as the way we look upon all drug frenzies, which are that they have no logic and they make no sense, and people should simply be left alone to do with their bodies what they will, as long as they're doing it in an informed manner. But instead, we have people who make careers in law enforcement and taking leaks from law enforcement, so we get another drug frenzy. Basically, that's the way I've looked at it all along. I could care less one way or the other.
Well, yeah.
I mean, Scott Lemieux at Lawyers, Guns, and Money calls it the war on some people who use some drugs.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, how do you think
that... As are all wars on drugs, by the way.
So how do you think this one's going to work out, though? He obviously...
Oh, I think he's done. I mean, yeah. I think the suspension he got will stand, and I think by the time it's over, he won't have much left. I mean, I think it's essentially a lifetime ban without a lifetime ban. But I'm just... I'm sort of happy because he is, you know, sort of a Santorum, but on the other hand, I'm glad he's fighting it.
Have you mentioned what a colossal Rick Santorum is lately?
Well, see, that's the problem. I hadn't, so I thought I'd bring it up, at least analogically. But the other thing, you know, I'm glad he's fighting it, because somebody has to. I mean, I don't like arbitrary justice. I don't like arbitrary justice in the workplace, and frankly, this has been, I think a lot of this stuff, the hysteria surrounding this whole thing has been an embarrassment to my profession. So there we are.
Yeah. Well, we obviously, speaking of drugs, have been talking about the DEA surveillance story. You know, it's hard sometimes for lay people to kind of go, I mean, I was just reading about, you know, two former, you know, senior DEA officials defended this. They said this is always the way they've gotten tips and stuff. But it sounds very troubling on its face, does it not?
Well, I think we're at the point now where none of the stuff these people say can be taken at face value.
Right.
I mean, because if you say, well, prove to me the truth of what you're saying, and they say, well, we can't do that because it's secret. Uh-huh. Well, no, I don't buy that anymore.
Right.
You know, that's just you've gone to that club once too often, and you know, I presume that we are being spied on by a number of government agencies.
Mm-hmm. What? Yeah. I mean, but you know,
this is happy fun time today.
Yeah, I'll say. Happy fun time so far. Well, I mean, you talk about the Sunday shows. I love your coverage of the Sunday shows. And, I had some of the same thoughts. And by the way, you say, have you mentioned recently what a colossal Rick Santorum is, who was on Meet the Press?
Why is he on television at all? What is his field of expertise?
Yeah, yeah.
The last time he ran for his state, he lost by 15 points to the invisible man. And the last time he ran for president, he finished sort of second.
Claude Rains?
What? Right.
No.
No, but you're right. There he is with no foreign policy credentials at all. Failed presidential candidate. Gets invited on TV to be the colossal that he is and to call the president chicken, which is what he did on terrorism.
What can Brown do for you?
Right. Which, by the way, as you said, drew the ire of a Squint Scarborough, as you call Joe Scarborough. But yeah.
I really haven't enjoyed Joe's, you know, work since he was the banjo player in Deliverance. So yeah.
Right. Right. And as you say, chasing Bill Clinton's penis all over the Beltway.
He was a star at that. As was Lindsey Graham, by the way.
Huh?
And watch out, by the way, because Lindsey Graham has a primary opponent, so we're going to be at war in Syria within a week.
Oh, God.
Because it's time for Lindsey to flex again, my friends.
Grr. I'm tough.
Well, I mean, obviously, it was interesting, though, in terms of, you know, partisan lines, right, on Meet the Press, because there's Rick Santorum going, oh, well, you know, we're having this Al-Qaeda chatter because the president's weak. And Scarborough, of course, is saying, I'm no fan of the president, but, you know, that's not
true. But by God, he's killed enough people for my taste.
Right. I mean,
he's killed enough people to convince me.
But Charlie, what I was saying yesterday is, you know, we had Adam Schiff on, who also was all over, you know.
I love the fact, by the way, that Adam Schiff has the same name as the old DA on Law & Order. That's so cool. The old Stephen Hill character.
But, I mean, it is somewhat partisan in the sense that you go, well, yes, Dick Cheney, we didn't believe because they obviously, it was obviously all meant to scare us, to get us into Iraq.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm just saying
apropos of that, happy August 6th PDB Day. Today's the anniversary of the August 6th PDB.
Oh,
Bin Laden determined a strike in U.S.
Great.
Oh, my goodness.
Fantastic.
Wow. Maybe that's why George W. Bush needed that stent. Maybe he was reminded of when he, yeah.
Haven't we killed, like, Ayman al-Zawahiri about 17 times?
No. We keep killing the number three man in Al-Qaeda.
That's right. The number three guy.
That's the number two guy.
We were killing number two for a while there. Have we gone down to number three?
Yes, I think I believe they've run out of guys to take the number two man.
They finally wised up.
No, I'll be number six. I'm fine. No, really. I'll just call it something different. I'll be the human resources guy. That's fine. No problem. No. I'll be the guy who runs the parking lot. Really? No, I'll be the valet parker. No, you can put the Humvee right over here. That's fine. I don't want to be number two. I don't. I can't take the responsibility. Besides, Bob over here, who I hate, you know, he can do that.
I don't believe in even numbers.
Yeah.
Speaking of terrorists, by the way, so Tamerlan Tsarnaev, this was an interesting story. As you say, subscribe to publications espousing white supremacy and government conspiracy theories.
Yeah, the government was behind 9/11. Now I'm going to make Jim Ward say.
Yes, there you go. Know, yes.
But no, the point is he was kind of a bipartisan crazy person.
Yeah, he's kind of
a no labels kind of guy, you know?
Right. He possessed articles that argued both 9/11 and Oklahoma City bombing were government conspiracies. Another in his possession, you write, was about the rape of our gun rights. Reading material he had about white supremacy commented that Hitler had a point. He also had literature which explored and motivated mass killings and how the perpetrators murdered and maimed calmly. And then there was materials about U.S. drones killing civilians, about the plight of those still imprisoned in Guantanamo Bay. That's quite a smorgasbord.
No, wow. He's become fully American, and I wouldn't be surprised if he died on hold to the Alex Jones show. But I'll tell you what, if you're gonna fight for Caucasian rights, by the way, it really helps to be actually from the caucuses.
Yeah.
How am I going to guess in right-wing
which are whiter than the actual caucus?
How am I going to guess that the right-wing world are only going to mention the left-wing things that are in there, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, what is the whole 9/11 thing left-wing or right-wing? I've never been able to figure that one out. I mean, just sort of like that's sort of like free-floating crazy, right?
Yes, I agree.
The glower from across the
thermite city. Is not a component of jet fuel.
But in any event, and of course you can't get famous on conspiracy theories around Oklahoma City unless you believe Iraq was behind them.
Right.
Then you can go to work for like the Pentagon.
Yeah.
Lori Milroy did.
As you say, Mr. Tsarnaev seems to have spent months marinating in 100 different spices of American lunacy before he decided to bust out a prison planet with a bang. Turns out he was a bipartisan sociopath.
Bust out a prison planet with a bang.
My God.
Tonight there's going to be a dream.
I use this word with no, you know, approval attached. It makes it a much more interesting story.
Yeah. It really does. By the way, my favorite of your pieces was the rugged rhetoric of Reince Priebus.
Yes, the new director of programming for NBC.
Yeah, hilarious. He's terrifying. You say the obvious anagram Reince Priebus, figurehead high priest of the silly party, has decided to butch himself up again. And basically said, if you don't kill a major project involving the biography of the most famous woman in the world, starring a very bankable movie star, we will refuse to let you participate in Wingnut NATO. The ratings blockbuster featuring Chris Christie, Rand Paul, blah blah blah, and then I think you also mentioned Tara Reid. Or
but I don't think she's going. I don't think she's going to be in it.
She's not back for the sequel.
Right, maybe not.
Right.
She's not even in the sequel for Sharknado, right?
No, she's not.
Did she hold out, or was she eaten by a shark in the previous one?
No, she was not asked to come back.
She's as plausible as Sarah Palin.
Wait a minute. Hold on. She was impossible on the set of Sharknado.
She was asked not to return.
Oh, good lord.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Interesting.
Ian Ziering was asked to return, but not Tara Reid.
She was not up to the standards.
No.
By the way, a little known sports fact, since we started off in my capacity as official sports editor of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yes.
Tara Reid, Tom Brady's first movie star girlfriend.
Really?
Quarterback
Tom Brady, right?
Way back in the day.
Wow.
Yep.
And he's not the one with the Crocs. That was Brett Favre.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Tom does Uggs.
Tom does ads for Uggs.
Thank you.
He does ads for Uggs. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
there's a wall-sized Tom Brady wearing his Uggs just outside Fenway Park now, overlooking the Massachusetts Turnpike.
Oh wow. Dear.
Anyway, you finish up on Reince Priebus by saying he's never more adorable than when he pretends he's an important person of influence. Really, it's like watching a toddler in a Mark Hanna suit.
That's a really funny joke if you happen to be 113 years old.
Which I am, just today. No, kind of hilarious. So he threatened...
I mean, first of all, nobody listens to him, including the people in his own party.
Yeah, right.
Does he think NBC's going to listen? Yeah, I'm sorry, Diane Lane, we can't use you because Ryan Freeman's got tough with us.
Yeah. No, I mean, for, right, he puts out, his own party puts out this report, and they've now done everything opposite of what's in that report, their own autopsy, right?
The problem we have is we're in an ideological bubble, so let's make sure we can only put our debates on Fox News.
Yeah, well, so it was NBC and CNN.
And CNN,
that
yeah.
he threatened because they're doing a Hillary, a documentary?
CNN's doing a documentary, right. and NBC's doing a miniseries. Movie.
Yeah.
With Diane Lane, I would point out.
Hilarious. Well, that's
kinda... By the way, I don't see that at all, but Diane Lane's a good actress, so maybe she can pull it off.
Yeah,
but...
Throw a blonde wig on her, I think she can pull it off.
She's blonde anyway, isn't she?
No, she's dark hair.
Light brown,
depends.
I think, here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, it is kind of hilarious because I can only imagine the ratings blockbuster that they'll be missing out on with the Republican primaries, right?
Oh, I think it could even be wilder than it was last time.
Well, maybe they should reconsider then.
I mean, especially with Santorum telling David Gregory this week, telling the Dancing Master this weekend that he's thinking of running again, and he's going back to Iowa. By God!
Wow.
Oh boy!
Just be sure to wear that brown
sweater
vest.
And Peter King, are you kidding me? This could be great.
Can we survive another Santorum surge? It would be really worse than a Sharknado, wouldn't it?
It would be a Santorum-nado.
Yeah.
Oh
be like being
God!
On, like being on that flight from Chile to Australia.
All right, Charlie Pierce. Great stuff as always.
That's why. By the way, this weekend I will be in Stephanie Miller country in Rochester, New York.
Oh my God! I'll have Papa Jenny cream ale for me, won't you?
I will do that.
All right, sir. Talk to you next week.
All right,
thanks, Charlie Pierce. 47 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 52 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Charlie Pierce reminding us that Rick Santorum, and has he mentioned what a colossal he is lately, was on Meet the Press and saying he is going to probably run in 2016. So we have had an official warning.
This is Dennis Moore Bellkamp with the National Mental Health Alert Warning System with a Santorum surge warning.
Uh-oh.
A Santorum surge is now in effect alongside of a line and 100 miles either side of a line moving from Colorado to Missouri. Residents in these areas are advised to take Santorum surge precautions immediately, which include covering windows and doorways with plastic tarps and securing them with duct tape. Move children and small animals into bathtubs and shower stalls. Take any plants that might be affected by a surge in Santorum and cover with hefty bags. Align your pants to magnetic north. The National Mental Health Alert System will advise you when the threat of the Santorum surge is over.
Okay, all right. Okay. Garrett in Georgia, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
How are y'all doing this morning?
Good.
I just called about the DEA thing I guess it's California. I didn't hear quite the entire story, but I did hear y'all talking about the guy getting his dog shot, which is really, really, it's a coincidence because that happens more than you would think in people in California because having pit bulls is a big deal over there. I mean, I was from over there. I've worked in dispensary shops, stores, places. And it's a sad thing to see how many people come into those things that need help. And then our government is just like, we don't care. We don't care. We don't care that people are getting beneficial help that aren't getting addicted to prescription drugs. We don't care.
I hear you. By the way, and you told me a headline because I'm a, as you know, a huge dog lover. I'm wearing my dog rescue hat today.
Yeah, you are.
There was a story about
a man saves his dog from a sinking yacht, then runs back to get his wife.
And that's what's wrong with that story.
And your point is
what's your point? Good for him. Goodbye.
Good boy.
Goodbye.
Good boy.
The man and the dog. Goodbye.
And then the wife.
Sink or swim.
Sink or swim, Billy.
Robin Phoenix, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, with some Jan Brewer fun facts.
Oh?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mama. Hey,
baby.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Okay, just some fun facts about the governor of the wonderful state of Arizona here.
Right, right.
First of all, besides looking like the guy from Saw, I swear, my mom has got handbags in better shape than that.
Yeah.
Imagine if she and Jack Palance ever had a, ever bred.
She could do one-finger push-ups.
Go ahead.
But also, her nickname around the Capitol here is Otis from the Andy Griffith Show. Now, I'm not saying that she drinks, but she could put you, Mama, and John Boehner under the table, no problem.
Oh, I used to work closely with the Arizona State Capitol there, and I know for a fact that Jan Brewer drinks.
She looks like she tipples a little, just saying.
She loves the Chardonnay.
Does she?
She loves the Chardonnay.
Oh, got left in my own heart.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you, Phyllis.
That explains that press conference.
Explains that. No, that was her opening statement in a debate. That's the thing you're supposed to prepare in advance. That sounds like when I call you at cocktail hour for something and I forget what I call for. Sounds exactly like that.
Oh, yeah. But the thing is, you're so three sheets to the wind that you think you've said something coherent and witty.
Right, and then I ask you, where's that thing I asked for you? Like, you didn't ask for anything.
Where's the thing I told you to do?
That's a good idea for a bump song. It's a can I get a woo-woo, can I get a whoa-whoa. This is playing in my spin class.
I need it for the first segment tomorrow.
All right. Billy in Las Vegas writes, Steph, I just rebuilt an expensive kitchen faucet, mainly because I'm frugalish. So after 4 days in parts and caulk and more parts, it works again. Goodbye. Problem is, when I lift the lever, the faucet has the distinctive sound of turtles getting it on. Thanks to that thanks to you, that sonic image is forever burned in my soul. Honey, can I have a glass of water?
Wow. And that's what Elaine Chao has to deal with.
I'm not a plumber, but I'm just, I think that's probably wrong if your faucet sounds like turtles getting in there.
There's the eye roll.
All right.
Okay.
I like the one at the end. Hang on. Let's wait for the end. Okay, hang on. One more. Here we go. Are you done? Oh, okay.
Wow.
I resent that sort of thing.
That was what that eye roll meant. That you could tell it was the turtle version of
Are
You Done Yet?
Done yet?
Are you finished? Really? I mean, how long is this going to take? Okay. You know what? There were some blurred lines there of wrongness.
You think?
Speaking of which, Robin Thicke. You know my favorite blurred lines. You know you want it. Bad girls. Good girls. Something. Whatever.
What?
Robin Thicke has spent over $490,000 on marijuana.
Wow.
Yeah. He says, maybe that's marijuana smoke he's blowing in the model's face.
Could be.
He said, I do smoke. I do everything I'm not supposed to do. See?
He's bad, wonder what Dad thinks
bad,
of that.
Bad boy.
Dr. Seaver.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. Part life. You know you want it. Tons and tons of weed. All right. We will be right back with Carlos Al's Rocky.
Dumpster. Marijuana cigarette.
In studio on the Stephanie Miller Show. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere.
That's good coffee.
Like my man.
Coffee with Carlos El Rocky.
I'll have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
She never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain grown coffee.
Carlos El Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
Handpicked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
So completely racist.
Good morning, Carlos.
All kinds of Latino voices. Good to the last drop. Mountain grown. Good morning.
And what do you play in the new Pixar movie?
I play El Chupacabra, and
well,
I love a
racist.
Delicious cup of coffee.
You play... It's in Planes.
It's in Planes. He's a lover, a fighter, a bon vivant, or whatever you say. That other kind of pastry. I got my Latino on for this
right,
film.
Right, you were at it was the premiere yesterday.
I was at the premiere, yeah. Saw Chris's friend, and they put on a good shindig.
Right.
All
right.
Kinds of big awe. I got to say hello to Terry Hatchard. I says, you know, I loved you in The Big Picture. And that was a Christopher Guest film about
yes.
showbiz. And she says to me, that was my first film. And I says, why, you were good. And she says, why, thank you. And there you go. Yeah.
Wow.
This is North Dakota
nicely
Radio.
Done.
So there's a story for you.
Nicely done.
Yeah. And the fish are biting this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, we were speculating this morning. You have now played every type of transportation.
I think I have.
Yeah.
I played a car. I played a bus. I don't know. Yeah.
Right.
Submarine.
Awesome.
Dog. Burrow. Yeah.
Next comes Disney Pixar satellites.
Yeah.
Because you know, you're moving up. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm moving up. Moving on up from above the world
very
of planes.
Nice, very
I'm going
nice.
To play a cloud.
Wow. Speaking of racism, I was just going to say,
huh?
I just saw this. You called me racist for that jingle.
Yeah.
The Coffee with Carlos.
Yeah.
I apologize. Poll, Americans divided on Obama's handling of race relations. Wow. The poll
really?
Showed a pronounced split along partisan and racial lines.
Imagine that.
So much for our post-racial America.
So you mean black Republicans versus white Democrats?
78% of Republicans said they disapprove of the president's handling of race relations. 80% of Democrats said they approve. 78% of blacks, 61% of Hispanics said they approve of Obama's handling of the issue, compared with a majority of 53% of whites who say they disapprove. A poll from Pew Research found a massive partisan and racial divide in the reaction to last month's acquittal of George Zimmerman. I've discovered one thing, Carlos.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that I am not white.
You are not white?
No, I do not I did not think that could be clearer, that whole George Zimmerman thing.
Yeah,
I did not think that was really like in terms of like that it would break down racially. I mean, I thought an unarmed teenager clearly got shot by some neighborhood doofus.
Yahoo, Barney Fife, I'm telling you. I got him, Andy.
I got him
here. Let me get baby out of my chamber. And people, what's funny is that people will tell you, why can't you just let it go? It's like, why can't you let the results of the Civil War go? Take down that Dixie
exactly.
flag, please. You want me to let go of a court case that just happened a month ago, yet you can't let go of something that happened a couple hundred years ago almost.
Yeah,
Give or take a few.
65.
Oh, looky here. Yet another gun story. Did you see this gunman? This is how we resolve. I think it was some sort of municipal building. It was a hearing about you know his property being condemned, and he burst through the wall of the municipal building in Pennsylvania, barged in the room, continued firing, killing three people.
But wait, in the municipal building, weren't there like armed guards there? If it was a municipal.
It's a tiny town, so there might not even be armed guards there.
I was on CNN last night. Did you see this? The tape of this bust. The kid getting beaten up on the bus.
Yeah, it's awful.
Was it in Florida? I think it was in Florida.
I don't know exactly where it was.
Yeah. But I was saying on CNN, as bad as it was, thank God nobody was armed, because then there would have been dead kids. I mean, the bus driver, you know, he's 64.
Yeah.
Hey, and these kids were big. If you
kids,
saw the video, they
yeah,
were,
yeah.
It was horrible. They were beating, the 350-year-olds were beating up a 13-year-old. And we were talking on CNN last night about whether he should have intervened, because the police officer said he should have, and you know, if you saw the guy, he seemed tortured by it. He called dispatch. He called for help. But I'm like, of course the right-winger on with us is like, oh, I thought you liberals always want to help everybody. I'm like, really? This guy? I'm like, really? Would you have walked into the middle of that?
And what state was it in?
I think it was Florida.
Could have stood his ground.
But
should have had a firearm. Could have shot those three kids.
Yeah, right.
Stand your ground.
Right.
And those stray bullets? Who knows
no,
what
but I'm
happen.
Tired of these. We always talk about that, these armchair heroes, you know? It's
yeah.
like, oh, I would have. No, you wouldn't have, Buford. You would have pooped your pants. If, you know? But it's just, I felt bad for this guy because he seemed really tortured by it. And then people were like, oh, he should have helped the kid. And, you know.
I should have fought them off.
I'm 64.
Right. Yeah.
I'm 64. They didn't. That wasn't one of my prerequisites during my interview. Are you prepared to fight giant 15-year-old kids? Yes, I am. All right, Crandon, you're hired.
I'm telling you, Alice, they were going at it.
Oh, yeah.
Boy,
right.
Boom, I would have knocked them out, Alice.
Hey,
right,
what's
like
it, Bobby?
Like
those kids are big.
Ralph Crandon. Yeah. Boom, to the moon, you kids.
To the moon,
you kids.
One of these days, Alice. One of these days.
You should only have Ralph Crandon driving school buses.
Or Robert De Niro in, the movie about Brooklyn.
A little bit.
These kids. I know you. I'm a family. You don't mess with a man's family. Chaz Palminteri. The movie is called... come on. Doo-wop. What's it called?
I know who you, I know what you mean.
Bronx. Something in the Bronx.
Yes. A Bronx Tale.
A Bronx Tale.
Thank you.
Rumble in the Bronx?
No.
There's a rumble in Brighton tonight. Ringside seats for the neighborhood fight. Stray Cats. What?
All right. Anyway. Okay. Oh, and hold your calls. We also have a winner in today's a guy who shot himself in the...
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Somebody sends me the...
Too bad it wasn't
Danny,
wiener.
Little. Hmm?
Too bad it wasn't wiener.
Not even sure where this one is, but he shot himself in the groin.
Uh-oh.
Oh, son of a bitch! I just shot myself! I just shot myself! Shot myself! Shot myself! I just shot myself! I just shot myself! I just shot myself! I just shot myself!
He's one of those geniuses who shove a loaded gun down the front of his pants.
Probably. Yes, probably. Yeah. That and that's probably best that if mm-hmm. that he doesn't procreate.
New York Philharmonic conducted by Plaxico Burress.
Tommy in Columbus. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Mama.
You're on with Carlos.
Hey, two things. I was thinking about Carlos Eldraki's name. You know, in Spanish, it's Carlos Eldraki, but if you translate it, it's Carl the Vampire.
Yeah, if it was Eldraki.
Did you put your name into the Carlos Danger name generator?
I did.
Yeah, I was just thinking, because Carlos is Carl, L is V, Draque is Dracul.
All right.
Dracula.
I could be Carlos Eldraki Peligroso, Carlos the Dangerous Vampire.
Mm. Cierto.
Cierto. Como no?
Hey, Mama.
Yes.
One thing real quick.
Yes.
Is this weekend I saw Eric Cantor complaining about the government can't create jobs.
Except for his. Yeah.
He's had a government job for 20 years.
There you go.
And give me a health plan that's, single payer.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you, Tommy.
Right-wing hypocrites.
Yeah, that is it is amazing to watch them saying that. You're like, you've had a government job
for a long time.
Right.
Yeah,
By the way,
that's different when I do it.
It's just Al Gore with glasses, isn't he, Jim?
Well, he's just got his,
all right.
Looks like he smells something bad.
Sort of Ed Grimley kind of grimace.
Yeah.
That's just the best
by the way,
I must say.
Since I'm obviously on a racist bent this morning, I do have a question for you. I was listening.
It is español, por favor.
Ask the Latino?
Yes, it's time to ask the Latino.
Pregunta al Latino.
Dígame la pregunta en español, por favor.
Say the
ask
question.
Ask me the question.
It was on the radio. I heard a Latino woman speaking, but she.
I've never been called. Go ahead.
Should be a Latina. Then,
right, speaking. No, she had no accent at all of any kind, but except when she said the word Latino.
Latino.
And I'm just wondering why.
Por qué?
Sneak it in.
Por qué?
Sneak it in.
Por qué?
It's like a terrorist beard that suddenly appears. I didn't know you were a terrorist. Yes, this is my beard. It wasn't there before. I know it is now.
I think it's just kind of showy when people do that.
I don't understand. It's just that word.
Because they're
though.
Pronouncing a Spanish word
it's
with
almost
Spanish
like,
accent.
It's almost like, hey, Steph, I want to go to your party tonight, but my schedule doesn't fit it.
Schedule. Well, it's schedule. In England, that's exactly
right. Or if you
right.
suddenly
right.
pronounce restaurant in its original restaurant. French.
Or if you say
it's like, right. no, there's an English way to pronounce it, too.
But it's showing that we're proud of our heritage. Mi padre's from the Buenos Aires. I'm American. I'm American.
Right.
I mean, I could sit there right at the fence and keep them newbies from coming over. I'll tell you what. But
Buenos
when it comes down to it, I have
America
kinship with my Latino brothers.
You speak cracker. Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do speak cracker.
I'm totally not bringing this up because she's Latino. But guess what? Jennifer Lopez is going to get paid $15 million to return as a judge of American Idol.
Oh, wow.
She can buy the entire block now.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. She will join returning judge Keith Urban. The third Idol judging seat is still open, but the Will I Am is rumored to be perhaps.
Wow. Keith Urban, the most ironically named country.
The most
star.
Prominent P.
Well, J-Lo's back.
Hmm?
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, there you go. All right.
She has her own chair.
Exactly. Oh, were you making a big ass?
No, I just said she has her own chair.
Okay.
You did. You went there.
Okay.
But she does have a big ass.
It's good.
All right. See, you
because
went there.
She has a Latina.
Muy grande.
Wow, we magically came full circle there. All right, 17 minutes after the hour, we continue more coffee with Carlos Eldraki.
Café con Carlos. Eldraki.
Sí, on the Stephanie Miller Show.
For a good time, call now. 1-800-STEPH-12.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Sipping our coffee with Carlos. 21 minutes after the 1-800-STEP-1 to the phone number. Hoy in California. You're on with Carlos.
Hey, Stephanie. I love you.
Thank you. I love you back.
Okay. The thing is, I'm calling about Trayvon Martin. And should I talk now?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm 72 years old. And in my lifetime, my mother and father walked with Martin Luther King, right, for voting rights.
Mm-hmm.
So 72 years later, I'm looking at what's going on. I'm terrified. All African Americans in this country right now, we are terrified. We're walking a line that nobody else can understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you for bringing the truth out. And everybody, we must look at what happened to Trayvon, to Oscar Grant, to 75% of the prisoners right now are black in America, that we walk in fear. We walk in fear for our children, and it's very hard right now. And the reason there's gangs and torture and murder is because kids just don't have a chance. A lot of them from the moment they're born. And I just want to thank you and
thank you, Hoy.
And we speak, okay, baby?
Did you? Thank you, honey. Did you hear, by the way, what Oprah said? I thought it really made a lot of sense. They were talking, having a discussion. She and Forrest Whitaker and someone else from the new movie they're doing.
The Butler.
She was talking about. She said, "I never. Maybe it's generational, but I never use." The N-word, ever. Mm-hmm. You can't be my friend and use the N-word, because she said, I think of all the people that was the last word they heard when they were swinging from a tree. And I thought that's really, historically, it's just a great...
Right, story. And arguing on what would be more the more conservative side, she's saying that even people in hip-hop that use it, she's not a party to that
either,
obviously.
She's not cool with that, yeah.
I think she made an excellent point. It's about, again, I could agree with some of the conservative sides of the argument that part of the problem is birth control in these poor neighborhoods. Obviously, the rates of single parents that in the poor black neighborhoods that have, where fathers are leaving, those are systemic problems. And I will tend to agree with the former person that we had, Larry Elder, although he used it to sort of defend his case, which I thought was irrelevant to somebody shooting a teen. But she brought it up, that there are systemic problems that I think simple things like free condoms could nip it in the bud, so to speak, teaching kids about birth control so that we don't have single fathers again or single parents again.
By the way, and we could also do with less douchebags like this, a few days after Pennsylvania Republican Representative Mike Kelly said that President Obama divides us on race, his Republican colleague from Florida called the president's signature health care law racist because of its tax on tanning salons.
What? Oh, come on.
Freshman Representative Ted Yoho, who's kind of a yoho. Told constituents at a town hall event that a provision in Obamacare imposing a 10% tax on tanning bed use was a racist tax that discriminates because of the color of my skin.
I want to be dark enough where I can get pulled over for no reason, too.
I've heard that before.
Driving while tanned?
At the same event, he also said he would back legislation.
This excuse. I've heard this excuse before.
Slated to be introduced by Representative Steve Stockman, Republican of Texas, that would, according to Yoho, look into the birth certificate accusations. The president was not
really.
He's
controversially racial by virtue of being elected. That set off a quote unquote SH blank T storm when he was elected. What? I thought these Dixie flags were going to keep that kind of thing from happening.
You know what's odd, too, is we've said Obama derangement syndrome is probably the worst I've seen in my years talking about politics. However, I'm being told that the Clinton derangement syndrome will be back and it'll be worse.
Sure.
Because we were there for the first round of Clinton derangement syndrome back in the,
in the horse-drawn days.
Right.
Yeah.
Republican Super PAC wants you to slap Hillary Clinton across the face. They sent an email blast saying, "Have you slapped Hillary today?" It's a cute little animated thing whereby you can.
Why?
Just cause.
Female beating.
Uh-huh. A Republican super PAC prominently features a game on their website that allows users to slap former Secretary of State and possible 2006 presidential candidate Hillary Clinton across the face. The game is being hosted on the website for the Hillary Project, an anti-Clinton super PAC. They are terrified. You sent me a piece the other day, 16 Reasons Why Hillary's Going to Win, written by a conservative.
Sure.
She didn't mean it in a good way.
No.
But they're terrified already.
Yeah.
The website states the game was created and produced by the Slap Hillary team and began spamming reporters.
It's a team.
With the tweet, have you slapped Hillary
it
today?
It took a team
it
to come
a
up
team.
With that?
Yeah. She's got a hand. And what do you do? What do you do to that hand? But I think
a big
that
cartoon
she could,
hand.
This election will be a landslide. If I'm Hillary's campaign manager, I take her out to an outdoor shooting range with all the weapons available in Las Vegas. Just 3-minute montage of her firing all kinds of weapons. It's like, Hillary, she likes to shoot, too. And then, oh, my God, what do we do? She likes to shoot.
You know what?
Damn
that would drive the far left kind of crazy, though.
I don't know. But we know it's a joke. We're in on it. Shh. Far left. Quiet.
Gosh, I've missed him since I don't know when. Yesterday. Hi, Billy in Texas. You're on with Carlos.
How's it going, Stephanie?
Good,
listen,
Bill.
You're talking about Trayvon.
By the way, did you get your check for this phone call yet?
My check?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I'll
oh,
my
really?
Mail here
oh, you get a bulk check for calling me and Ed Schultz and Tom Hartman, or is it per show?
Did you send me a check?
Is it per show?
Did you send me a check?
No, the right-wing organization.
It's cutting
your powers.
Not from the post office.
All right, go ahead. What was your point?
Well, Trayvon Martin. You talk about Trayvon Martin again. And, I hate to be a downer, but Trayvon Martin was killed precisely because of the kind of hate you foment on your show.
Ah, the hate I foment towards?
Foment towards white people.
I do?
Yes, you do.
I'm a white person.
Well, Trayvon, yeah, I know you are. And I don't know if you hate yourself or not. But
why am I hitting myself? Is that what you're saying?
You're a race traitor.
All white people, all conservatives. And Trayvon was killed because he felt emboldened by that kind of hate.
But he did go after a Latino.
Zimmerman in the face and start a fight with him. And that's why.
So you're fairly certain Trayvon Martin listened to me, and that's why he... So I kill
Trayvon Martin.
Martin.
Yes. Listen to you. I don't know who listens to you, Stephanie, but I do.
You do.
You do.
And you're lying.
And that's all I need. I'm lying about what?
Well, you're misrepresenting what happened with Trayvon Martin.
How do you know what happened?
All with conservatives all over the
Were
planet.
You there?
Yeah.
How do you know what happened?
Just totally dishonest.
How do you know what happened?
How do I know what happened?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, a lot of it came out in the trial. Nobody knows what happened except for Trayvon Martin.
Only one side came out in the trial. The only guy who was alive. The other side was dead.
But of course, you know why I say that. Because I'm a race traitor.
If you're on your show and your troll calls and says, bleep, bleep.
Black folks.
Just like your step or get called by the FCC.
If you're a race traitor, Stephanie Miller.
I'm race traitor, Steph Miller talks on the show all day.
You're a race traitor.
One more than this is simply a harmless game.
You're a race traitor.
Race traitor. Maybe. The Nazis are after you.
You're a race traitor.
Race traitor. Maybe. It's amazing what they'll do.
Yeah, you're a traitor.
Race traitor. Maybe. The racists are after you.
Voice by Carlos sells Rocky.
But no, it wasn't me. It sounds like, listen, based on the facts of the case and what the standing law was, there wasn't much the prosecution could have done. Probably they could have argued their case more effectively. But unfortunately, that law, once they got beyond...
Yeah, once it got in the jury instructions,
it's...
But I say that because
that
I hate white people.
Yeah.
Including myself.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But you love Latinos.
Clearly I do.
Claro que sí.
29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm going to do my own thing tonight, and then you and I...
Stephanie Miller.
Can hop back on the crazy train in the morning.
You can't get off the crazy train. There's no stops. That's what makes it so crazy.
Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah.
Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour, having coffee with Carlos Alzrocki, who you can see at Flappers.
That's right, August
8th. Comedy Club, right here in Burbank.
Also this weekend, go see Planes in theaters. Oh, and check out Bobby Bitter on Facebook. The last episode's of Bobby Bitter on Facebook. I'm on that cartoon.
Oh, wow.
It's a nice little Facebook page.
Awesome. And he plays in the Pixar movie Planes.
El Chupacabra. Hoy, esta noche, ganaré el corazón de Rochelle. Tonight I will win the heart of Mr. Rochelle.
Thank you very much. That was
yes,
really
you
I was practicing. Yo estaba en Miami para hacer publicidad en español en Miami. So I practiced my Spanish. I got my Spanish on.
Wow.
I did. And Gabriel Iglesias isn't playing. He plays Ned and Zed.
Oh, cool.
He's so cool.
Awesome. Peggy in Tennessee, you're on with Carlos. Hi, Peggy.
Hi,
Hi, Stephanie. This is Peggy from Tennessee again.
Hello.
I just feel like after I hear some of these people calling in and accusing you of the... I don't know, now it's your fault somehow that Trayvon must have been listening to you or something.
That's right. That's right. I filled him with white rage.
Yes. You were his Jody Foster.
Well, you know, I called you about a week ago and told you about my biracial grandson that got a gun pulled on him. I guess I'm going to have to get him up here and let him listen to you with me of a morning.
Right.
And, you know, who knows?
But I will only enrage the black half of him. I will not enrage the white half.
Well, I'm taking care of the other half.
Yeah, oh, there you go. Because actually his white half is a race traitor against his other half, much like the president.
I actually made this joke on Facebook, and here's the thing. Whenever there's a black bear in the neighborhood, mm-hmm. you always see these stories. A black bear in the neighborhood, it's like sitting in somebody's tree
right.
or swimming in a doughboy pool, and the authorities say, stay in your house, let the animal control take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then in this case, Trayvon was in nobody's tree, wasn't sitting in anybody's pool. He's walking down the middle of the street. He gets shot by a vigilante. And I go, the point in fact is we treat the black bear with more respect than Trayvon
right.
Martin got treated with.
You're
Thank
right.
you. Thank you. People call,
That's sad.
Let professionals handle
let
it.
Let professionals handle it.
Don't
stand
wait.
Down. Do not follow the black bear.
Yes.
I can get him. No,
yes.
I can get him.
Attention.
Get him. I'm going to confront him. Just, no,
Attention,
leave the
doofus,
black bear
wannabe rangers.
Alone.
Stay in your
you
house.
Say it's not a, oh, it's a black boy. Oh, go ahead and go after him. See what happens.
Yeah. All right.
I don't get it.
Ted in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Carlos. Hi, Ted.
How are you? I must call and compliment you. But the gentleman that called and criticized you for stirring up bad stuff, he's
yes.
got to have his examined. He's way off base.
I think so, too. Why are you he's bleeping me, by the way?
Baking a cake and tried to hold the phone with his chin.
All right, let's go to PJ in California. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Carlos. Hi, PJ.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Stephanie, so much for what you're saying in your voice. I just wanted to say about Trayvon Martin, as a white American, I just feel we are all Trayvon Martin, and I just think this is not about race. This is about civil rights and whether a 17-year-old can walk home at night without being confronted by another American. And I just would like to say thank you for your voice and
Aww.
What you're saying.
PJ,
I
you're
really
welcome.
Appreciate
it. You're welcome. You know, I was on CNN last week. I don't know if you heard about this, but the African-American, the new African-American version of the Smithsonian, mm-hmm. there was, you know, they were talking about getting Trayvon's hoodie, you
mm-hmm.
know, and
right.
as a display. And I think that's a great idea. And so, of course, I'm on with some right-wing tool on CNN. And I said, look, there are rallies all over the country spontaneously, people saying what this caller is saying, I am Trayvon.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
kids are really emotional about this. And I was talking about this. I said, you don't you know, understand the amount of emotion. And I was saying that callers, both black and white, have had to my show. And he goes, well, I didn't think your little radio show is indicative of the country stuff. Like,
oh, really?
Oh,
really?
Oh,
my God. Who is this
really?
Guy?
Really? Right-wing tool.
Who was this guy?
I'm not talking about it. Anyway.
I will say that Jay-Z has a problem in boycotting Florida because he does represent athletes that do have to play in Florida. So.
Oh.
That's going to be a tough one for him.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of athletes, how about the A-Rod thing? We're looking
A-Rod.
At on the...
I think they threw him under the bus. I mean, the Yankees knew that they owed him X amount of dollars and just said, let's out him. Yeah, suspended for 200 games. Whew, don't have to pay him this much. I've kind of felt sorry for him because he's obviously one of 13 that just recently got suspended. But they just, once he was, I mean, you make your own bed.
I've been saying that I don't know much about all this stuff being a, what's the word, girl. But
yeah.
Isn't everyone going to have an asterisk? I mean, when I hear people talk about it, they go, they're just going to find new ways scientifically
Absolutely.
To hide it. I mean, they're always going to find a way to do it.
But I think we're worried about PEDs and HGH as it involves record books and the purity of baseball. And Neil Kaplan, who's probably listening right now, and always made an excellent point about the home run record. First of all parks don't have the same dimensions, so that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. One player playing in a park with the smaller field, Maris, short porch and right field, is going to have more home runs than Willie Mays, who played in either the Polo Grounds or Candlestick Park. Hank Aaron played in a launching pad in Milwaukee and Atlanta. They lowered the pitcher's mound after 1960. They also, older players like Babe Ruth used to face pitchers that had to pitch 9 innings, whereas today's players can face 3 different pitchers when in a 9-inning game, so it's tougher to hit. So blah, 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 blah. Basically, I'm saying, let the players juice up. Let them hit more home runs. It's fun.
It's fun for everybody.
Throw out the record books. If the parks don't have the same dimension, it doesn't matter.
Let's go to the park and see the giant horsemen.
Yeah. It's a gonna. That pitch was 140 miles an hour. But I do feel that it's I feel sad for A-Rod.
Rod. Mm-hmm. Okay, Ray in Maryland, you're on with Carlos. Hi, Ray. Welcome.
Yes, I'm still here.
Hello. Go ahead. Oh, was I talking to you before?
No.
All right. Go ahead.
Just wrote me up. Well, all of us have had that conversation with our white conservative friend or relative where they say, why do black people think we're all racist? I think the Trayvon Martin case is a perfect example of that. Here we have a guy who profiled, stalked, and murdered a kid.
Right.
Used all that foul language, and he is a hero. He is worshipped by white conservatives.
Right.
If George Zimmerman is your hero,
right,
you are a racist by definition.
Yeah, I mean, I totally can get, because of Stand Your Ground, how maybe the prosecution didn't do the best job and this and that and how this could have happened legally. But you're absolutely right. To make him a hero, really, that's the best you can do, Second Amendment people or racist vigilante people? I mean, that's your, you know, your idea of a hero?
Name one white conservative that is on the radio, TV, whatever, one white politician in Congress or the Senate that has stepped forward and expressed one scintilla of sympathy for Trayvon Martin's family. Name one.
Yeah. Well, the president. That's about it.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like Zimmerman had ill intent at all. It just feels like he got in over his head. It's a total Barney Fife thing. You know, Barney Fife,
yeah,
fictional, is not a bad guy, but he just dug himself a hole. He poked a hornet's nest, and the hornets got mad.
I'm not certain, based on what he said on the 911 calls, that he's...
Well, he's
innocent as a
punk.
He's
these punks, and you know, previous things happened the nights before, and he gets all agitated, and he does. I think he profiles and says, "Well, since black kids did this the night before, this is probably another one of those kids." But I don't think it was ill will towards a race. I think he was just amped up. That's I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's the problem. We won't know what. You know, we can surmise.
You can't walk it back. That's the thing.
Yeah.
If you were there along the way, if we're watching a movie, seeing this happening, and we're the audience, we're like, don't get out of the car. Don't, you're going to, okay, something bad's going to happen. If you just don't get out,
don't
why
do
are
it.
You following him?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
So. Lloyd in Milwaukee, you're on with Carlos.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm 55 and white, and I remember what I was like at 17, and I would have definitely confronted the guy following me. And my sons would have confronted the guy following me. Would we have all died, and that's okay?
That's not okay. I don't think so.
I mean,
it's just sad.
It's,
yeah.
A guy left his house armed, and another guy left his house unarmed, and one of them died. How is that okay?
Yeah, exactly. Race aside, Jill in Ithaca, you're on with Carlos. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Since you're a race traitor, you can join my race. People who give a darn. And, yes.
Yes, about unarmed teenagers being shot on the way home with candy, right.
Right. And, yes. And Billy's from Texas. Once again, Billy, if you paid attention, there was no DNA on Trayvon's hands. He
right.
did not, we have no proof that he even, he was just stopped and killed. It was horrible.
Yep.
And you don't get that. I'm sorry.
Jill, when, I said that over
Billy,
and over. I don't know why that was,
I know.
That was not more relevant. How could he possibly have administered this beating? He had none of George Zimmerman's DNA on his hands.
Magic.
Absolutely. And also, please, everybody, look up Witness 9, Zimmerman's cousin, who was molested by him from the time she was 9 years old. This was not a nice man. Yeah, Witness 9. It's, you know, she testified, but not in court. And also, the last time Mr. Billy from Texas called to Ed Schultz show and Mike Capantonio was on, he wouldn't even talk to Billy. And he started playing that, you know, that baby crying sound that you guys play, wah, wah.
Uh-huh.
That's what most people think of Billy from Texas, who's very uneducated and needs help.
We're helpers. We're liberal helpers.
We are helpers.
But I think acting very stoic and perhaps behaving like adults are Trayvon's parents. They've asked for people to, you
mm-hmm.
know,
yeah.
be calm and try to examine what we can do to sort of hopefully prevent things like this happening in the future. And you can't. That's altruistic. Things are going to happen. So at least they're acting responsibly, and that's harder than anybody can imagine, I'm sure.
Yep. And let's see, John, in the interest of interracial hearing, Steph, being a proud black man that has admired asses for all of my 60 years, what is so great about J-Lo's ass? Black women have always had great asses just like you, Steffi. Why, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, now I'm truly a race traitor.
Yeah. Because it moves with the Puerto Rican Latina rhythm. It can salsa.
All right. 45. I'll twerk when we come back. I
will. Oh, don't twerk. No, you will not twerk.
I've already seen the turtle video.
Yeah,
I don't want to see something else I cannot see.
Going to do it. 45 minutes after the hour.
Well, you don't twerk. You just kind of move your knees up and down.
They're shot from spinning. It's the best I can do. All right, right back with our remaining moments of Coffee with Carlos on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Too Weird, Man.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. They only talk to her.
Stephanie Miller.
Because she looks like a total prostitute.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Baby got ballet feet with the open booty.
You call that twerking?
It is the best I can do. I am tired. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. I need a little more coffee with Carlos. Carlos sounds rocky. Go see Planes, the new Pixar movie. Carlos
August
plays.
August 9th, opening up, I play El Chupacabra. Oh. And the night before, you can see me at Flappers, live in Burbank.
Right.
First of Magnolia. In Burbank. It always sounded better when Carson said it.
Beautiful downtown
Flappers
Burbank.
Beautiful downtown Burbank.
Actually, it isn't downtown Burbank. It is. Where we are
right now in Captain America's underpants.
This isn't actually downtown Burbank.
No.
The other side.
It's Disney Burbank.
Yeah. All right. Ironically, we can see the Tonight Show pretty much right there.
Where Johnny Carson we look out the window and it's right there.
That's right. Stephanie, stop spying on me.
Wow.
All right. Speaking of comedy shows, Bill Maher wrote a funny piece on, have you heard of the guy, Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli?
Mm-hmm.
He's running.
The Cooch, they call him.
The Cooch. Bill Maher writes, Virginia's Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli is running for governor, and he tends to revive Virginia's wonderful old Crimes Against Nature law, which made oral and anal sex between anyone, even a married couple, a felony that carries a one-year prison sentence. You might have heard his campaign slogan, Virginia is for really boring lovers. If enacted worldwide, experts estimate it would be at least 300 years before Michael Douglas is eligible for parole.
So
it's
you wanna...
ironic, Bill writes, he's against anal sex and it's a stick in the mud. Okay.
You want to prevent anal sex by sending people to prison?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Another one.
Good luck
for the
with that.
Isn't it ironic file? Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Isn't it ironic?
Wow, speaking of Republican dummies, Rick Perry spoke this past weekend in New Orleans at the Red State Conservative Conference. He said, and I quote, there are many other states that embrace those conservative values, the approach we've taken over the years. I'm in one today, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Someone in the audience shouted, we're in Louisiana. Oh, Governor.
Oh, well. It's one of the 46 states.
Oops.
It's one of the
three states, the
four countries in America. It's, come to my ranch.
In a completely unrelated story that has nothing to do with dummies from Texas, George W. Bush had a stent procedure today.
Mm-hmm.
After doctors found a blockage in his artery. Bush is described as being in high spirits and eager to return home.
I think I got a chimichanga stuck in my artery.
Right.
He's doing good work in Africa with his wife. He's doing some good things.
He said he's grateful to skilled medical professionals who cared for him. Oh, he has that fancy government health care.
Yes, he does. Skilled for life.
Much like Dick Cheney did. Oh, interesting that.
If I only had a heart.
Don in Pennsylvania, you're on with Carlos. Hello, Don.
Well, good morning.
Well, good morning.
Let me give you a for instance.
Okay.
You and I have a verbal confrontation that turns ugly.
I sense that's going to happen.
Ah, I knock you to the ground and start bouncing your head off the pavement.
Mm-hmm. Except that didn't
happen. You're trying to say that at that point you don't have the right to defend yourself?
Yes, except how do you know that happened? You only know that's what you think happened because the only guy that's alive said that.
Well, there was none of...
That's what the jury said happened.
Let me give you, for instance, how did that verbal argument start? Did you drive up to Stephanie in a car and follow her?
It doesn't matter. It is not
illegal.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, okay.
No, it does not matter.
Yeah.
Up until the point...
Really? Let's just say you were my father and I was walking down the street unarmed and a guy...
Right,
he's not going
to
stop.
Let me give you, for instance, I hire somebody to follow that guy everywhere he goes, in his bedroom, everywhere, poke him on the shoulder and go, hey, 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 hey. Then when he hits me, I shoot him, and I
right.
go free.
Right.
Let me give you, for instance,
there's
at
for
what
instance,
point...
It and can... there was no Zimmerman DNA on Trayvon's
yes.
hands.
Yes.
How do you do that?
Right.
Oh, he put on gloves. That's what it was. He put on surgical gloves.
He put
gloves
on OJ's gloves.
And then punched him. Right.
Yeah. But I didn't. He wouldn't answer my, for instance, if I was his daughter, his wife, whatever. How would he feel if a guy is stalking me in a car, gets out of his car, follows me with a gun, doesn't tell me he's law enforcement? You know.
And if he was bouncing his head on concrete, he would have had a fractured skull. He didn't. He had very
right.
superficial wounds, which, strangely, didn't appear until he'd been in the police station for a while.
Hmm.
This is
going to
hurt
funny
a little
that.
Bit.
Hey, speaking of late night shows,
he should be the THX guy.
Did Carlos do the Jay Leno car alarm?
Yes. The Jay Leno
that
car alarm,
our
yes.
Old
yes.
Get away from the car. I'm looking around. Okay, a study of gags by late night comics during the first half of the year found an abrupt change from 2012. Now Obama and Democrats are providing the lion's share of punchline.
That's right. 285.
Yeah. Yes. The most joked about individual after Obama, Anthony Weiner.
Yeah.
Listen, when we were all together, we joked about Clinton because it's all about the
oh,
jokes.
Yeah.
It doesn't
it's all
matter.
About the...
They are nonpartisan.
You ain't Sexton, you're lying. I love how he just apologized it away by being a New Yorker, you know?
Hey,
you know,
I'm
we
New
Yorkers
York.
Don't give up. Even
we
though I slashed that chicken's head off and drew a pentagram in the middle of Times Square.
We don't quit.
I'm coming back. And we can worship the devil, New Yorkers, in one day and then come back and make your soft drinks smaller. That's what New Yorkers do. We're
we
New
do.
Yorkers.
That's how we do. We don't quit. Speaking of sex, Carlos, where do you come down on the whole Shirley Jones and Joan Collins orgy stories?
What?
Shirley Jones is sticking to her guns, insisting Joan Collins' ex did proposition a foursome back in the 60s.
Wow.
Even though
Mama Partridge?
Yes.
Yes.
Damn. Yeah.
Well, if it occurred on the bus, I'm all for it.
Came together, so to
so
speak.
Big, as
Reuben Kincaid was taking videos.
No.
The story's being yanked from Shirley's books. Joan convinced the publisher of Shirley's autobiography that Shirley's tale of an almost sex party with Joan and their husbands was untrue and got it yanked from future printings. But last night, Shirley and her current husband... were defiant, saying they don't care what deal Joan Reese with Simon & Schuster. Shirley stands by her story.
Shirley, she does.
About
Shirley, you just.
Shirley, you just.
You know, they're actresses. It's theater and television. So what?
It's promotion.
It might end up in wrestling in a mud pit in gowns.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's fun. Should be on pay-per-view.
Very exciting. Katy Perry wants us to know... She was rumored to be dating Robert Pattinson.
Pattinson.
Oh, what?
Pattinson.
Pattinson, right. Pattinson. He's the Twilight guy.
Twilight guy.
Somebody.
First.
Right.
He sparkles.
Right. She was rumored to be romantically linked to the Twilight hunk just weeks after he split from his co-star, Kristen Stewart.
Yeah.
But she is adamant they have a sibling-like relationship because she farts in front of him. She said, here's proof there was never anything going on with me and Robert. I fart in front of him. Properly fart. And I never, ever fart in front of any man I'm dating. That's a rule.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
There was something touching on Facebook
break
this morning, wings. Wasn't there?
Oh, I can't remember.
I only fart to keep you warm, honey.
Yes.
Under the covers.
How thoughtful.
Yes, we've reached our level.
It's a love fart. Okay. All right. So, and scene. All right. So you can see Carlos L's Rocky.
Planes
this weekend, August 9th. Flappers. Check out Bobby Bitter on Facebook. Check out Off the Curb on Mondo Media. Just check out me on Facebook, too, or CarlosL'sRocky.com.
There you go. All right. We will see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.